The blood Jesus poured out on the cross has the power to make a difference in our lives. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're going to explore the power in the blood.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. God's grace is truly amazing, and His Word gives us the hope of salvation and eternal life. Having God's favor in our lives is the greatest of blessings. If God is for us, who is against us? Our gracious God can bless us beyond all we ask or think through Jesus Christ. There is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. There is power in the blood. Leviticus 17 and verse 11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement by the life." In the Old Testament, the Israelites sacrificed animals according to God's law in order to receive atonement from their sins. Their sacrifices, however, were temporary and offered year after year. But Jesus is better than those priests of old because He offered Himself once for all time and for all people. Jesus is both our high priest and the sacrifice Himself. He entered the heavenly holy place not with animal blood, but with His own blood. Hebrews 9:11-12. And that blood cleansed us and prepared us for eternity. His blood removes our sins as far as the east is from the west, Psalm 103, verse 12. And we no longer have that yearly reminder of sin. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one offering He has perfected for all time those who are sanctified." When the blood of Jesus continuously cleanses you from sin, you can have confidence in God's fellowship and the hope of eternal life in heaven. Now, we offer this study, Power in the Blood, free. We're also offering a booklet, Amazing Grace, free. And if you'd like a printed copy of this lesson or the booklet and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have programs and free materials on our website at searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song. We'll read from 1 Peter 1, 17 to 21, and we'll examine what we can do to keep alive God in our hearts.
Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere.
Our reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 21, and there it tells us about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. If you address his Father, the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but he has appeared in these last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. That's a wonderful thing Jesus has done for us to give us hope and a home with God in heaven. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the precious blood of Jesus that redeemed us and gave us forgiveness and a hope of eternal life. Help us to live worthy of what has been done for us and to love you with all our heart and soul. In Jesus' name, amen. There is power in the blood that Jesus sacrificed on the cross. The Lord Jesus died for many purposes, and His blood provides many benefits. We're loved, forgiven, saved, blessed, redeemed, ransomed, justified, and sanctified by His blood. Though the physical suffering and death of the Lord Jesus is heartbreaking to turn over in your mind, the spiritual values are indeed more precious than gold or silver. The power in the blood reveals in the most dramatic way just how much God loves us. The Lord Jesus said in John 12:32, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." Our Lord's suffering on the cross demonstrated a love that cannot be denied. People may ignore the cross, refuse to accept the cross, or falsely relabel the cross, but they cannot deny what the Word says happened there. 1 John 4:9-10 says, "By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Again, propitiation is that atoning sacrifice that allows us to draw close to God. God loved people, even sinful people, enough to sacrifice His Son so that He could live eternally with Him. They could. Romans 5:6-8 says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." First, The pagan people at Rome didn't know God, and they were helpless. They couldn't save themselves by themselves. Second, they were ungodly. An ungodly person never thinks about God, and they don't really care. Third, these Romans were sinners against God, offensive and separated from Him. And in spite of being helpless, ungodly sinners, God did more than talk about love. He demonstrated it in the most impactful way. The Lord Jesus said in John 10:14-18, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold, and I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down," Jesus said, "and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." Now Jesus, as the great shepherd, knows each of us by name. He watches over us, provides for our needs, and protects us. The Lord Jesus is always with us, and we can have no greater blessing. Now, beyond His love, we also have redemption through Jesus. We were lost in sin, condemned to eternal punishment, but Jesus redeemed us. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace." Without His blood, we could suffer eternally. Paul reminds the Gentile Christians at Ephesus of their former condition in Ephesians 2:12-13. He said, "Remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." 1 Peter 1:18-19 reminds us, "Knowing that you were redeemed or ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Your redemption was paid at a great price. Your salvation was not cheap." Jesus didn't pay our way out of condemnation with gold or silver. Why, gold and silver would have cost Him nothing. He created the world. He could make all the gold or silver He wanted with a word. But He redeemed us with the most precious thing He had, His body and blood. Beyond redemption, we're sanctified or made holy by the blood of Jesus. To sanctify means to make holy, make righteous, one that belongs to God. And God looks at the saved as holy people or saints. Hebrews 13:12 says, "So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through His own blood." People who in the past shamed themselves by their terrible sins, nonetheless could be sanctified, made holy through Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." Now, beyond sanctification, we are also justified. To be justified means that we're declared innocent by God. It's just as if we had never sinned. Paul said in Romans 3:24-26, that we are justified by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation, that is, an atoning sacrifice, in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed for the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. When we place our full faith and self in His hands by obedience, His atoning sacrifice of blood justifies us so that we can draw near to God. Beyond our being justified, we're born again with newness of life. Romans 6, 3-7 says, "Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we've been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. And being baptized into His death means coming into contact with His blood. In baptism, we're crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ. And this unity assures us of freedom from sin and newness of life." Romans 5, 8-9 reminds us, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God." Yes, baptism into the death of Christ brings us to us the justification by His blood, so that we can be saved from the wrath of God. The blood of Jesus makes our salvation an enduring thing. 1 John 1, verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, there's an if here. If we walk in the light, walking in the light is a continual walk. Walking in the light of God means an ongoing love for God and the truth, a faithful servant heart, and keeping the commandments of the Lord. Walking in the light means we have fellowship with God and with brethren. It also means the blood of Jesus, His Son, keeps on cleansing us from all sin. This cleansing is a constant process if we keep on walking in the light. Now, while God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all, we're human and we need the blood of Christ to be cleansed from all sin. Since we can't live perfectly sinless lives, we need the blood of Jesus Christ to purify us. 1 John 1, 8-10 says that if we say that we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word's not in us. Now, this points to the second condition. We need to confess our sins. We must be honest about our sins and admit them. As Christians, we should constantly recognize when we do sin and be willing to admit our transgressions before God. James 5, 15-16 reminds us, "And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Sin can have many physical consequences as well as spiritual. Confessing our sins and praying for God to forgive us should be a regular part of our Christian lives. The blood of Jesus not only cleanses us from sin, it also purifies our conscience. Hebrews 9, 12-14 says that Jesus entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of His own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The Lord Jesus wanted us to purify our conscience along with our souls so that we could serve Him. Having a good conscience that no longer has to be ashamed is a great blessing. Well, how does the blood of Christ protect us? In a world full of spiritual battles, the blood is your shield. Revelation 12 and verse 11 declares, "And they, that is the Christians, overcame him, that is Satan, who deceives the world, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death." When I have the assurance of my eternal salvation and an inheritance in heaven, I can face even the threat of death. We must take up the helmet of salvation and wear the armor of God. My friend, it matters whether we're crucified with Christ and have His blood to cleanse us from all sin. It matters whether we have fellowship with God and brethren. It matters whether our consciences are clean and whether we have pure hearts. It matters whether we are redeemed, sanctified, and justified by His blood. It matters whether He protects us from the evil one by His blood. The difference between being saved and being lost could not be greater. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for all the things that the blood of Christ does in our lives, that we can be redeemed and forgiven, sanctified and justified. Father, help us always to lean upon You, to confess our sins, and Father, to serve You in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God, whose blood was shed only once, but for all people. It's the ultimate act of love that changes everything for us. Hebrews 2 and verse 9 says, "But we do see Him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God He might taste death for everyone." Christ's blood possesses the power to atone for the sins committed by all people of all time. God loves every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, regardless of your past. And God is more concerned about what you can become. Now, even if you're ashamed of yourself, the blood of Jesus can remove that guilt and shame. You can be born again. You can become a child of God. And you can wear the name of Christ if you're willing to come to Him. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." Will you love Jesus enough to deny yourself, to take up your cross daily, and to follow Him? That's a lifelong request, to love the Lord Jesus, believe in Him, and believe in His words. Believing in Jesus means believing what He taught. Take His commands and His promises seriously. Loving Jesus means you regard Him as your Lord. You're willing to turn from sin and obey Him in all things. You stop doing your will and start doing His will. That's repentance. You confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God and be baptized into Christ so that your sins are forgiven and washed away, Acts 2:38 and 22:16. And in baptism, God's grace works on you and saves you. We hope that our study, Power in the Blood, has caused you to love God and how He showed His love for you by offering the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if you live in the United States and want a free printed copy of this lesson or our booklet, Amazing Grace, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs, and there's also a map of churches in your area, Churches of Christ, and you can find that at searchtv.org. Now, Search is also on YouTube. We ask that you subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Don't worry if you're trying to get a hold of us. We're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. We want you to be saved and to be right with God. We do ask that you show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. If you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And we want you to know that if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. And if you go and be a part of them, they'll be glad that you're there. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us. Tell a friend about this program. God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.